I'm back, baby. When it comes to vampire culture, they are quite divided, especially when it comes to a topic like Gehenna. I'm gonna try to explain Gehenna as it's had so many variations over the different versions of the game. It has been rewritten multiple times through the different versions of the game. I will likely get something wrong, but feel free to let me know about it in the comments below when you hear me say something that's not right. When it comes to Gehenna officially, the Camarilla barely acknowledges its existence. In fact, they would rather you didn't. They don't want to believe that the Antediluvians are real. They don't want to believe that blood gods exist. And they especially don't want you talking about Cain. Now the Sabbat, they are a completely different ballgame. The Sabbat, they are more like a Gehenna cult. They want to prove to Cain that when he comes back, they were good and loyal followers. Or probably be food. You know, that could happen too. And officially, while the Camarilla does not want you to discuss Gehenna or any of those things that I've already mentioned, unofficially, the princes have been known to use the Book of Nod to make some important decisions. Now, the Sabbat refer to their war against the Antediluvians as a crusade, and they treat it as such. They mercilessly hunt down the Antediluvians wherever they can find them and take them out. This has meant that the Sabbat have abandoned much of their strongholds around the world. To the Sabbat, any powerful vampire who has been around a very long time, and typically those two are correlated, they are an Antediluvian. At least it's a good enough excuse to kill a very powerful vampire. Now the Camarilla, on the other hand, they are trying to leave them alone. They are trying to protect the known Methuselah, which are also very powerful vampires, but not the creators of the clans or creators of the bloodlines. There is a very important distinction for them as the Camarilla, and they want to make sure that the Sabbat is not crossing that line, because the Sabbat just doesn't care. And some of these encounters that have happened because of this conflict have been with what is presumed the La Sombra Antediluvian. This also led to the Amici Nocti referring to the Crusade as a suicide mission, and one that would only benefit the Methuselah or the Antediluvians. Gehenna is the final war. Now, in some versions of the game, it has happened, and as I've mentioned, there are version differences. Some vampire supplements from 1998, they relied quite heavily on the Gehenna plot arc, such as the Red Sign and the Transylvania Chronicles. Now, Vampire 5th Edition changes everything, and Gehenna is now referred to as the Gehenna War. And in Vampire the Requiem, it doesn't rely on the overarching theme of Gehenna. In that game line, they actually removed the beginning and the end of it, and it's just something that happens within the story. It's a little more loose. So what is Gehenna? In the simplest terms, it is the end of days. The Antediluvians have risen and they are feeding upon their children. Now in the earlier World of Darkness, starting in the year 1999, this is when Gehenna supposedly starts. This is when it actually started to appear on other vampires' radar and they started paying attention to the signs. The Rising Red Star. The Ravnos Antediluvian woke up and had a bit of a snack. This was called the Week of Nightmares. Now in 5th edition, the Gehenna Wars, or the Gehenna Crusades, it's an active conflict between the sects. And this war between kindred societies is taking place largely in the Middle East and in Africa, although it is a global phenomenon. Although it is happening globally. No one is exactly sure why, but all vampires, all kindred, feel the pull to come to the Middle East. Not only does it give kindred the desire to go to the Middle East, it also gives them the desire to fight and join the conflict. And outside of the Camarilla and the Sabbat, there are also Gehenna cults. These are separate groups of people, or mostly vampires really, and their entire goal, their reason for existing, is to either help the Antediluvians or kill the Antediluvians, depending on which side of things they fall on. Now, if you want to use these Gehenna cults in your own stories, please feel free to do so, but know they aren't just so singularly minded. They do have other objectives. They are often searching for Noddist prophecies or Noddist lore, so they are looking for those ancient tomes. Of course, they are also looking for locations of Antediluvians, whether they love them or hate them. And not only finding the Antediluvians, but also finding and potentially destroying Methuselah. And every organization needs new recruits, fresh meat, so they're always looking for new recruits. Many who are also in the Gehenna cults, they view that name with a bit of disdain. It's not a good name for them. Cults are usually synonymous with crazy lunatic fanatics, and not all the Gehenna cults are like that. There's even some healthy skepticism around some of these organizations. Some believe that these cults or some of the cults were created by other clan elders so that they can get new recruits, fresh meat, younger vampires to actively participate in their schemes without actually knowing about it. And after the Ravnos Antediluvian rose and did massive amounts of destruction, many of these Gehenna cults popped up. Also, shortly after this event, the Camarilla stocked up on some pretty heavy-duty weapons. Totally unrelated, of course. Now, Beckett is a very important name when it comes to vampire, Nodists, and the Book of Nod. Beckett has done research, and his allies agree Gehenna-like events have happened before. They've appeared many times throughout history. Beckett, who is a Nodist, also believes that these events are cyclical, and all of the events throughout history have culminated or built up to the fact that 2000 was a disaster. You had the Red Star, you had the Week of Nightmares, the Rise of the Thin Bloods, and you have the Beckoning to deal with. And just a quick side note, I do plan to do a video in the future around Beckett as well. Now, potentially something you can do within your games, if you're having some dissonance with the different versions or what Gehenna actually is, what you can absolutely use is a misrepresentation or a mistranslation of the facts. The Book of Nod was a very important collection of documents that highlighted the signs of Gehenna. It's very old. It's quite possible that over the years, something was mistranslated, misrepresented. I think for some of the newer games, if you're running V5, for example, doing something like this would be a little bit easier to handle some of the version differences. As a player, if you're building a character who does believe in it or doesn't believe Gehenna is actually happening, or you're in the middle of it, it is important to know that low generation vampires or powerful vampires, they require a lot of sustenance. They require a lot of potent blood to be able to stay alive. That is when they wake up. And a lot of the newer vampires, well, their blood is getting quite thinned because they are so far removed from the original Antediluvians. And this is one of many reasons why, even without Nodists, many believe within Kindred society that Gehenna is happening or going to happen. Now, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about some of the Antediluvians that I have covered, there is a video on your screen now. Thank you to all of my patrons, those who have continued to support me through the dry spell I've had over the last little while. I am moved into our place now, so I can start producing content. Thank you, Sean McM and Nicholas K, for supporting me for February and March. Welcome to the table. Thanks for stopping by, everyone.